because this is our Halloween episode, we have a couple of Halloween things that we're going to do before we end. First, Spider has a story. He went to a haunted, where'd you go? A haunted hospital. Kind
of, it was an old hospital.
Oh, that's cool.
Just out in East Dallas. And I saw it at night.
Was it next to a fish trap park?
Oh.
No. It's in the middle of the forest in East Dallas, which is pretty cool. But it's been abandoned for like 9 or 10 years. So went over there to check it out. Turns out there's a security company that guards the whole thing that has motion sensor cameras and lights and everything.
Ooh, they're still open then. So they're doing something there.
What are they
protecting?
There was like a generator running and stuff. So it ended up bailing. The people I went with went back the next day and found one of the security
guards. And we never saw them again.
Right. And the dude was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. The dude was like, oh, yeah. If y'all give me $20, I'll give you a tour of the whole property. So ended up going up there. It was kind of cool. Like every window in that place was busted out. Tons of graffiti, whole lot of swastikas, whole lot of swastikas.
So you feel comfortable.
And a lot of dicks.
Like an Avenger thing or something.
He's like, it was just like being a mesquite.
But yeah, there's some pretty cool graffiti. There's some doors that were just opened and closed on their own that I just attributed to the wind because there was no damn windows. But then there was some random footsteps and stuff that was kind of creepy. A lot of human on the floor.
Ew.
Like they were kicking,
just like mesquite.
Yeah, they were kicking people out of that place left and right, apparently. Like there was some rooms left just totally untouched. Like I was like, man.
Oh, homeless people.
Yeah, it was pretty nice in there.
So then what are they guarding?
Yeah,
that's a good question. Like, because he couldn't tell me.
But this whole time before you said that the guy was like, yeah, I'll give you a tour of this place for $20. I thought this was actually like something that you, like a tour that you would pay.
Yeah, I thought it was like a real haunted house that you go to.
No, I don't think
it's like a real thing.
No, so you just showed up.
I mean, it's like a real hospital. That's
No, it's just like I was just going to close down. I was going to show up and walk around the place if there was no security or anything. But yeah, they're pretty tight about that thing. Apparently, they're going to try and turn it into another hospital. I don't know how, because like the bottom couple floors you can't even get to without like climbing gear and
sounds
stuff.
Like you're in Chernobyl.
Right.
Chernobyl.
Every door was ripped off. And like half of them were in stairwells where like people had either thrown them down there or slid down there. It was pretty wild.
The price and dead bodies down there.
Dang.
But what was the name of the hospital?
It was just called Doctor's Building.
The way you said that.
Hospital?
Hospital?
Hospital? What is the name of the hospital?
What was
hospital?
It? Okay.
The fact that you didn't call any attention
to that made it even funnier. What they say, if you make a mistake, don't call attention to it. But on this show, if you make a mistake and don't call attention to it, it's even funnier.
I didn't feel haunted at all.
I
took some videos and stuff, and there's whispering all over these videos, and it's creepy as hell.
Oh, we should have pulled the audio of that and played it.
Yeah!
Wow, great show prep, Spider.
Wow. Give me your phone right now.
I don't have any of the videos. All I have is this picture of one of the
I don't want to see that picture
graffiti.
It looks like a mixture of a cat and the Grinch.
They like they put some time into
look,
that.
It's like the nicest thing I found there.
It's the Grinch and a cat mixed
they
in
put
together.
A lot of time into that. They got that good looking.
Yeah, those ghosts, but watch that movie Cats. That's what it looks like.
Well, what are the security guards were watching? What? Somebody had time to do a whole mural on a wall?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a 2-week thing right there.
Like the place had been abandoned for years. They've only been there for like 6 months or something.
But what are they protecting? Why are you paying a security guard?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's good what question. I want to know.
And there's homeless people in there?
Not anymore. They chased them all out.
We'll find out next week on Jaime Investigates.
Oh,
yes.
Hey-ya! Could you imagine?
Let's find that security guard. Let's get another tour.
We're almost out of time here. We got to get to this last thing. It's a very action-packed show today. And we didn't get to half the stuff on the schedule. At least we got the vocal processor bit done because that was very important. And also helped us out for this next segment. Now, this was literally planned... in about 30 seconds, if it doesn't work out, I apologize.
Okay.
And we're going to blame it all on this person. On the phone, we actually have the coronavirus, but they are dressed up, to my knowledge, for Halloween as Dr. Fauci. Hi, coronavirus. Hello, coronavirus.
Wow.
That sounds kind of
I'm going to kill you.
Hi.
Coronavirus is aggressive.
I'm going to kill you.
Who?
I'm gonna kill you. Oh man! You nation! You think you're so funny, don't you?
What do you mean, coronavirus?
Seriously, I took my strap on off because I was afraid the cops are going to catch me. And now I want to put it on so I can shove it.
The great thing about this vocal effect is that you can't understand even what she's saying. I mean, what coronavirus is saying.
No, bro.
Let me change it.
You are so ugly. I feel like you're right here in the parking lot with me.
Oh, she's outside?
Yeah.
She's standing down in the parking lot.
Yeah. So anyway, why did you choose Dr. Fauci to dress up as this Halloween?
Dr. Fauci!
You know, he came out on Teeters.
Do you have any big plans for Halloween?
Yeah, you and me.
She's pissed off, boy. You got her out there on the street. That's messed up.
I thought she would feel comfortable on there.
I'm about to piss in my pants. I don't know if I would have shove it in your or piss all over you first.
Oh. Yeah, that's a great thing about this vocal processor. Imagine if we didn't have it on.
You know, can you get coronavirus from those two kinds of actions?
Probably.
Probably catch them worse.
I don't understand binary.
Sounds
like the coronavirus got a tracheotomy.
What?
Hang on. This is even
what
better.
What was that?
Say that again. We didn't hear you. You had a bad connection. Go ahead. We can hear you better now.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. I bet the dogs understand that one.
Yeah.
That's that whispering spider heard in the hospital.
Yeah. It was just coronavirus whispering. Jaime, it was good to see you, by the way.
Thank you. I'll probably come back next week, too.
We won't be here next week.
Yeah, no one will be here.
Oh, for real, this is the last show?
No, we're doing every other week.
Unless one of us dies.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll come in and do
the eulogy. But I thought who's going to do a eulogy on me?
Oh, you will.
Yeah, you have to do your own.
Yeah, you have to pre-record.
Sounds great.
So, I think the robot said studio.
You know, people are going to be dissecting this audio for centuries to come.
Did she say Jaime right there?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's going to be audio files are going to be like dissecting. This is like when Lost, when they would put all those clues on the TV show. And then people would like, oh, I got to look that book up. And what does this mean? And that's what this whole episode is. Anyway, did we miss anything? Oh, next week is our election special.
Oh, no.
With Cal Penn.
Oh, did y'all vote? Has anybody voted? Or is anybody going to vote?
Why are you looking at me? Everyone looked at me.
You look like the kind of person that's going to vote.
Everyone looked at me.
You look like
he's not going to come out the house to vote. But you look like you would go out and vote. Did you go?
Did you see this other sticker that I got when I voted?
Yeah, slap your local racist.
Slap your local racist.
Oh. Well, clock's right here.